AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Pentagon is working toward formally ending one of the last gender or sexually based barriers to military service. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Defense leaders are finalizing plans aimed at lifting the ban on transgender individuals in the military. Up to 15,000 are estimated to be serving now, quietly, at risk of being discharged. Bryn Tannehill knew what it was like when she was a man serving as a Navy pilot.
If you even breathed a word of it, you didn't know what was going to happen, and you could lose your career that I'd worked so hard for.
Officials tell the AP an announcement is expected this week. The armed services would get 6 months to assess any impact of lifting the ban, including on military readiness. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
President Obama has cut the prison sentences of 46 nonviolent offenders, including some serving life sentences. In a video released by the White House, the president argues those he has helped didn't deserve the sentences they received.
So their punishments didn't fit the crime. And if they'd been sentenced under today's laws, nearly all of them would have already served their time.
The president is devoting considerable attention to the criminal justice system this week, a speech to the NAACP in Philadelphia tomorrow, and on Thursday he will visit a federal prison in Oklahoma City. Retired DEA International Operations Chief Michael Vigil says the escape of Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has damaged Mexico's reputation.
This is a black eye on the government of Mexico because when he was captured in 2014, the United States wanted deeply to have him extradited to the United States.
Guzman used a mile-long tunnel that had somehow been dug undetected to escape the maximum security prison. This is AP Radio News. A report finds that more than 1,800 immigrants that the government wanted to deport were released from local jails and later rearrested for various crimes. Immigration and Customs Enforcement report shows that those rearrested were among the 8,000 people in this country illegally freed from jails in the first half of 2014, despite federal requests they be held for deportation. Rapper 50 Cent ordered to pay $5 million in a privacy lawsuit files for bankruptcy.
I'll take you to 50 Cent has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in Connecticut, where he owns a 50,000-square-foot mansion. His filing lists both his assets and liabilities as between $10 million and $50 million. The documents say his debts are primarily consumer and not business-related. On Friday, a jury in New York ordered 50 Cent to pay $5 million to a woman who said he added himself as a crude commentator to her sex tape and posted it online without her permission in 2009.
That's the AP's Margie Zarrilletta. I'm